Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. It's so good to have you here with us this evening, and we're certainly looking forward to your being here throughout the duration of our show. Let's go ahead and bring in some of our co-hosts who so diligently join us. We're going to begin first with bringing in. Let's go ahead and bring in Go Girl. Go Girl, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thankful Thursday.
Yes.
How is everyone doing? I am a forgiving person, and I look forward to trying to illustrate how I can remember and I will forget. But I am not going to ever allow that to occur with the same individual twice. Looking forward to it.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, how do I forgive when I can't forget? Let's go ahead and bring in all the way from the Peachy State, Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm looking forward to the topic, and thank you for having me.
All right. Great. Before we get into tonight's story, Ricky to the Rescue, I want to ask you, is it possible to forgive what or when you can't forget?
Wow, that's a loaded question. And I'm not even sure if people are actually aware of what forgiveness truly is, because that entails being able to move forward. And so even if you say you can't forget something and you keep bringing it up and it creates tension, did you really forgive that person? So that's a loaded question.
All right, and that's certainly what we're going to be addressing tonight. Let's go all the way back to the PC State again and bring in Miss Day. Miss Day, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us. Good evening.
Hey, hello, everyone, and glad to be with you today. So I'm ready to start with the topic.
All right. Ms. Day, while we've got you here, will you go ahead and read out for us that disclaimer that we have?
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
All right, awesome. Thank you so very much for that. We're going to get to the story in about 2 or 3 minutes. Let me ask you, Ms. Day. Ms. Day, do you believe, Ricky the Rescue made a very interesting point, true forgiveness. Is it really true forgiveness if you keep bringing it up? Can you really forgive, or have you forgiven what or when you can't forget something? Can you really, is that really true forgiveness?
I may can for certain things, if it wasn't that important to me, and I use it as a teaching experience. And I won't bring it back up. I forgive you and I forget it. But it, for me personally, it depends on what the issue is. And I'm going to be real tonight because I have a situation like that.
Okay.
If it's a real serious situation where you did something harmful to my children or destructive to me or my family or my means of taking care of my family, and you asked me to forgive a person for that and forget it, I'm sorry. I can't do it. I have not done it. I know what God say, you know, forgiveness is for you, and, you know, I understand all that. But me personally, all I want to do is forget the person. And out of sight, out of mind, and, you know, I'm going to let God do the forgiving. You know, don't judge me for that. Judge not, be not judged. But, you know, I have a situation like that. It depends on what it is, how involved it is. And you don't forget. And it's hard to forgive certain things. Just forget the person. That's the way I look at it.
All right. We're going to ask you, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Go girl. You were starting to say some things that you're a forgiving person and so forth and so on. I mean, if someone harms you or your family, can you really forgive that person? Can you really forgive that person? Or does it eat at your mind? I mean, this is a serious thing when we're talking about forgiving, when and what you can't forget. Go, girl, you're going in and out. We can't hear you. All right, go, girl. We're not able to hear you. I'm not sure if it's your phone, what's going on, but we're going to go to another caller, and when your phone is maybe working properly or something, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's on our end. All right, so Ms. J, how do I forgive what I can't forget? We're going to get ready to go to the story in about 1 minute. They're telling us, you know, as we look at this here, forgiveness, Ricky to Rescue, what is forgiveness? Before we get to the story, what is, maybe you can give us a synopsis of what forgiveness really is.
Right, and so if we're talking about forgiveness, you have to be impartial in the sense of being able to move on and understand, recognize what happened, and truly be able to show gratitude towards another person. It has to be reciprocal as well, but to truly forgive is something that's actually a move on from whatever that past situation was or whatever that current situation was. It's more of a move on from. So if you truly moved on from it and you can forgive a person, you can actually have healthy conversations about a situation versus arguing back and forth about something that has already occurred.
All right. So, okay. So Ms. J, how do you feel about that? How do you define forgiveness? You know, forgiveness.
To take whatever happened to you and you know, and just move on with it. Don't go back to it. Just keep moving on with it and just, you know, learn from it or not learn from whatever case, but let it be something in the past that's happened, you know.
Okay. All right. Great. Then we're going to get to the story right about now. Let's go to the story. And we're going to read this here and see what your thoughts are on tonight's story. Tonight's characters in tonight's story are Norman. Norman and Olivia. Norman and Olivia. Now, this is rather deep, you all, so we want you to listen closely. After 15 years of marriage, Norman and Olivia are having serious problems. After a recent discovery that three years ago, Norman fathered a child with a coworker whom he had obviously been seeing for more than 5 years. Norman and Olivia have three children, the union of their own marriage. The coworker has been to their home on several occasions where Olivia and Norman invited guests. All right, we're getting noise from someone's background. I'm sorry. We're getting some noise from someone. Let me just mute the calls until we come back. All right, here we go. All right, I'm sorry about that, you all. The coworker has been to their home on several occasions where Olivia and Norman invited guests. Olivia works as a counselor, and Norman works as a director for a Fortune 500 company. There is no doubt they love each other, as evident of the affections displayed even when they attend church services whenever Norman is in town. When Olivia confronted Norman about her discovery, he initially denied it for more than 6 months until Olivia delved deeper by addressing the coworker who affirmed that Norman was the father of her child. After this announcement from the coworker who told Olivia everything about the affair, Norman then admitted to having fathered the child. Norman insisted that he did not mean to hurt Olivia and was deeply sorry for his behavior and begged for her forgiveness. It's been nearly 8 months now that all this has come to light, and Olivia is still in shock, but has not left her husband, whom she loves very much. Despite the fact that Norman claims to have ended the relationship over a year ago, Olivia is having difficulty believing him because the coworker insists that she and Norman have been spending recent times together when he told Olivia that he was traveling for business. Olivia is a devout Christian woman with strong beliefs in the sanctity of marriage and forgiveness. He has also counseled so many other people or so many other couples on issues that include infidelity in their marriages. Now that he is faced with this very issue, he questions her own thought of forgiveness on this matter, knowing perfectly well that she can't forget what has happened to her from a man whom she trusted with all her heart, soul, and all the love that a person can give to another person. Olivia is now faced with the greatest dilemma of her marriage and wonders if she can really forgive when she can't forget. The question I start out with tonight, and Ms. Jay, we're going to go to you and begin with this question. Is it really possible to forgive when you can't forget? Ms. Jay, let's bring you back in here. Ms. Jay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Is it really possible to forgive when you can't forget?
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can, perfectly.
Okay, from listening to your story, Olivia, you know, probably if she knew for a fact that he had stopped seeing this coworker and everything, but it seems like she's not sure whether he's still seeing her or not. So this is making it hard for her to forget what happened, you know, with the child being done and 6 months ago, because it's still happening. It's still little things still propping up. So it's hard for her to forget. If she didn't have no, you know, concern about him still involved, she probably could forget it, you know, and they live on. But I don't know if the coworker or who not letting her forget.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Go girl. Do you think it's possible to forgive when you can't forget? Do you think in this case, I mean, she hasn't left her husband, and obviously she loves him, but she's having a difficult time believing him because the coworker is saying one thing and he's saying something else.
I agree that it's going to be a very hard and strenuous forgiveness, but if she is willing to go the distance with him and the child and the coworker and really perhaps have some open conversations with all parties, perhaps this individual will move on. We know that that child needs to be taken care of, so it's going to impact the home, even if she leaves, because they do have a family, and he's going to be responsible for that child. So it's going to be hard, and she's probably going to question not the legitimacy, but, you know, what is actually going on, and she's going to always probably feel uncomfortable about that. But I think if time permits for them to really consistent open conversations, perhaps she'll be able to get through it. You know, it's very hard because now she believes he did it before. He lied about it for 6 months, and now the lady is saying, you know, they're still involved. That's very hurtful in itself to try to it's not just the emotional, it's also the physical that.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in Benny from the block. Benny from the block, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, good evening. A happy, terrific, thankful Thursday. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
All right, excellent, excellent. If you all are just joining us now, we're talking about Olivia and Norman. This couple has been married for more than 15 years, and Olivia recently discovered that her husband, Norman, fathered a child with a coworker, and he's been having an affair with his coworker for more than 5 years, and now he's saying that he ended the relationship a year ago, but the coworker is saying something totally different. So now the question is, how do I forgive what I can't forget? When Norman is pleading with her, he's begging for his wife to forgive him and go forward with their marriage. Benny from the block, do you think that that's not an easy thing to do? She loves her husband, obviously, but now he's saying, baby, just forgive me. You know, now there's a child out here. Do you think it would be different if maybe there wasn't a child brought into this?
Well, hurt is hurt, pain is pain. You know, disappointment is disappointment. Whenever you do something that's out of the will of what you've set an agenda to do, when you make those covenant vows to be married, it's going to always create a greater separation than it is anything else. Okay, this is just my opinion, and this is my opinion only. If you're going to forgive someone, then you got to forget it. If you're not going to forget it, then just forgive and move on. Because if you don't forget it, and I say this honestly, if you don't forget it, you are living in a tumultuous problem for the rest of your life. Because anything and everything that comes up that even resembles it, looks like it, or whatever, you're going to bring that back up again. And to me, that is just torturing yourself. So forgiveness, you got to forget. If you can't forgive and let it go and forgive and move on forward in what you have, then you're just hurting your own self, and you're actually going to hurt the other person even more because you put him in an indulgent servant. Yes, we all make mistakes. I'm going to be honest with you. All of us make mistakes at some point in our lives. Is one mistake greater than the other? I don't know. That's not for me to judge or decide. Everybody deals with things different. Some people can't deal with nothing, and so they run away anytime something go wrong. Some people can deal with everything and say, hey, look, I understand. None of us are above anybody else. And if you look in our lives, our family, we have all had those types of situations where we got people showing up. We don't know where they came from, whatever. It doesn't matter. We just got to love one another and move on. Hurt is hurt, but move past it. Move. That's why I said forgive quickly. They give a ceremonial number, 70 times 7. Forgive, 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 forgive. Forgive and forget and move on and just live your life.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Missy, I want to bring you in here before we go to Ricky to rescue. Missy, I want to ask you this. Forgive, 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 as Benny from the block is saying. But does that mean you have to be stupid, 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 Miss J?
Okay. Okay. Like I said before, certain things I will forgive and forget. But certain things, I mean, and you say being stupid, 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 certain things I can't. So I'm not going to fool myself. Especially if it was a hurtful thing that it's not a learning experience for me or something that a person tried to destroy me. And if they still doing it, like in your story, this guy's still doing it probably. You know, it's hard to forgive then. When you keep seeing it coming back at you, you might want to forgive, but they won't let you forgive and forget.
All right.
But listen, Dr. Walker, I want to say this right quick. Me personally, I think they need to go on the show television, but they can get some truth to come out, because I don't think conversation is going to work with this situation. That trust is gone. And she
okay.
don't know what to do. He don't know what to do. So they need to get some lie detectors or something going on for the truth to come out for real, real.
Uh-huh. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Rick to rescue, I'm going to bring you in here, because we talk about Benny from the block is saying, and we all know, yes, we all do make mistakes, but a five-year affair, that doesn't sound like a mistake to me. That sounds like intentional. That sounds like intent. I intended to have a relationship with this person, so I'm just sorry that I really got caught up and my wife found out. Ricky the Rescue, how do you handle that?
Right, and what was previously said, I was waiting to get to that point because there is a question of trust, and it's actually two T's. And when I say two T's, I know when we was asking earlier about can you forgive or forget, it almost appears that she may be traumatized, right? And so if it was a traumatic experience for her, that's going to stay with her. That's not, you don't just forget trauma, right? And so if the trust is compromising the trauma, now we're dealing with what we can call a double whammy. And so that's not just going to go away. And guess what? Every time something happens, she's going to be re-traumatized and go to that same place she was when she first heard about the situation. And so to try to separate all of those different dynamics and pull it apart, the first thing we got to get to is what's the truth. And the truth is going to allow us to go in the next direction in which need to be led.
All right. And that's the thing. So, Rescue, while I've got you here, I mean, you're saying he's pleading with her to forgive him. But it's like you talk about that trust. That issue of trust is deep. It is so deep. That how can you even trust somebody when you still, I mean, we're talking about forgiving somebody when you can't forget. How can you even trust when you can't forget? How is that possible?
Right, and it may be impossible. You know, it takes a certain skill set and a certain amount of unconditional love to put yourself in a situation to be able to truly forgive a person for something that strong or something in which you felt that betrayed in, because it's not something you just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I forgive and I forget, because it's too many emotions intertwined together. When we're talking about that lack of trust, you felt betrayed, you disappointed, you ashamed, right? You may even feel
right.
guilty that I wasn't doing something right. So when you have all of those mixed emotions and you're trying to deal with it, you have to actually deal from it from so many different angles, it becomes overwhelming. And so that's why you can either choose to leave, or you can choose to fight, or you could choose to do a lot of different other things. However, most of the time in a situation like that, if you're unable to unpack all of those emotions, you're really just going to be all over the place, almost cycling, repeating the same cycle with no end. And that's why I said it's very imperative in this situation to uncover the truth, right? However that needs to be done, but the truth will open the eyes. And once your eyes are open, you can make a more effective decision.
All right, so Rick, if that's the case, once the truth has been discovered, like Olivia has found out the truth, you know, at least some truth, because the coworker is saying one thing, that the affair is still going on. Norman is saying that he ended it a year ago. So even though she's found out the truth, now she's still struggling with her decision, because you're right, she's traumatized. So now if she were one of your clients, how would you advise her? She came to you so vulnerable, and she's like, Mr. Ricky to the rescue, I just can't. I love my husband dearly, but I don't know if I could go on like this. It's been 8 months now. I you know, he's got a kid out there. This is a man who I gave everything to. Mr. Ricky to the rescue, what do you tell this client sitting there in front of you crying her heart out because she's broken now? She feels violated. What do you tell her?
I think one of the most immediate solutions in any situation similar to that is you need to have an emotional release. You need to be able to release your emotions in a platform where you feel like it's non-judgmental to get it all out, right? And so once it's out all on the table, what I was speaking about when I was mentioning the truth, that may have been the truth then, but because a lot of things have changed, what is the current truth? Because it sounds like maybe she moved on or potentially tried to move on from the initial situation, but it sounds like she's getting fed current information that he could still be potentially cheating. And so when she gets re-traumatized, she's still dealing with that emotion along with all the other ones she actually already experienced. And so if she can get to a point where she has the confidence enough to say, okay, I know where I currently stand. Either he's currently cheating or he's not. It doesn't matter which one she figures out. What's more important is she now has direction and more confidence on how she should move forward. Because, see, in situations like this, it's the fear of the unknown, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I could stay in the situation, but I don't know what's going to happen. And then we start to question ourselves in situations like that. Well, how long should I stay? Should I give them
mm-hmm.
one more chance? Then we try to set boundaries. Okay, I'm going to give them one more chance. And then something else happened. Then you say, I'm going to give them another chance. And so it's about getting clarity in a situation like this. That's why I was just trying to make sure that she had a way to get all the emotions out. She can write them down. She can do whatever she needs to do to just get everything out, all of the things she was holding in. Because when you are traumatized, you have to feel like someone else is coming from a point of view of at least validating how you feel. Because I don't know if she even feels validated, because I don't know who she's spoken to. If she's spoken to anyone, I don't know,
right.
You know, from the spiritual component of it, how is she spiritually? Like, it's so many different layers to this, because there's too many emotions intertwined. So you have to try to simplify it by starting with the basics of just validating her.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also listen at drjessewalker.com. This program airs 20 minutes after. You can listen to the show in its entirety 20 minutes after we conclude the broadcast tonight. And we're already halfway through tonight's program. So we want to go ahead and go, girl, I want to bring you in here. And I want to just say, we know what the Bible says. It's been mentioned on tonight's program. You know, get into the habit of forgiving 70 times 7. You know, that's getting into the habit of it. So, I mean, yeah, we can say this to other people. Like Olivia, she's a counselor. She has counseled numerous couples on this very issue, the issue of infidelity in their marriages. But now when it happens to you, go girl, when it happens at home, it almost seems like it's a whole different ballgame. It's easier to give somebody else advice, but then when it happens to us, it becomes totally different. How do you explain that?
I personally don't know how I would be able to completely deal with it. And when I say conversations, I'm saying therapeutic conversations, not just we sitting down, you know, the couple sitting down and speaking with each other and working it through. It won't work like that. I believe that was Ricky to the Rescue was saying, you know, there needs to be some type of form where that person can get all their emotions out so that at least they are in a position or in a place where they know what direction they're going to take. Because the trust in this situation is generally gone. And no matter how you forgive it, you're still going to have it in the corner of your eye, in the, you know, in the front of your mind to say, you know, if he does anything that is suspicious, everything becomes suspicious when you're dealing with that type of situation. So as a Christian, we know that we're also human. You don't want to put yourself in a position where, you know, if your spouse is cheating, you can now be harmed with some types of diseases if they're going back and forth between you and this person. So you have to be, it needs to be a credible, credibleness about this where this person is not, you're going to have to really trust them, because even if you get back with them, you know, I can see where she doesn't.
Not coming in. All right, we're losing you again.
I could see where it would be. So forgiving, she could forgive them, but it may take a different level of loving each other to get back to a point.
All right, we're having difficulty on her end, you all, for some reason. I don't know if a microwave is going at the same time, because what happens is if this studio picks up everything that comes in. If you're running an electrical appliance, at the same time, it will pick it up in here. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here. We talk about that trust issue. If the person can't trust, then should Olivia just move on? I mean, she and like Ricky the Rescue says, she's so traumatized, she doesn't know what to do. He mentions getting back to the basics. So, I mean, this is a very difficult one. This is very difficult. Benny from the block, what would you say if she says, I'm having difficulty trusting him again? Or her, it could go both ways, you know, in relationships.
I am pro-marriage, okay? It's just the way I am. I'm pro-marriage. I believe that you should exhaust every possibility that you have available to you before you say, I want to quit, I want to give up. And I say that because I don't want you to just be wanting to quit on your emotions or just the way you feel. Because when we talk about trust, can you truly trust your feelings, or are you just running or ramping off your emotions? Can you sit down? Can you maybe take a week or so by yourself just to sit down and just really, really meditate and think about what it is that you're doing? What are the traumatizations that you're going to do to your life going forward, with your family, your children, the other person? Now, I'm not condoning what he did is right or wrong. I'm not. I am just merely saying that all of us fall short in some way or another. There's a lot of stuff that's gone on throughout life, your lives and our lives, grandparents. People done had all kinds of second, third, fourth families and stuff, and yet still somehow they managed to keep it together. You could say it's stupid. You could say it's foolish. You could say whatever you want to. The fact of the matter is that it takes two people to come to a conclusion and say, hey, I'm willing to try to work this out, to do whatever is necessary to try to keep our family together. I don't like what you did. You go, when you plant a seed, you're going to get a harvest back. This is what this brother did. He planted a seed. Now he got a harvest. That harvest is not there. It's got a long lot of years. You don't never know how the harvest is going to return back to him. You don't never. My daddy one time told me, boy, don't be surprised who may one day come back and help you. It might not be who you think it is. It might be somebody on the outside. I didn't understand what he meant by that, but now I do. What I'm saying is we got to make sure we try to keep marriages intact. We got to learn how to forgive one another. I'm not saying what going out there and having marriages and extra affairs and kids is right. No, it's not. It is not. It is not. It is not. But just falling apart because of one thing or two things or three things, or just dissolving your marriage because, I feel bad about, I look in bed, he hurt me, he tried. Listen, let me ask you a question. This is a question I want to ask. How many of us out there really 100,000% trust ourselves? And honestly ask yourself that question. Have you not ever been tempted? Have you not ever had something put in front of you that you knew wasn't right, but you still took the apple? I'm just asking the question. We all fall short. It started from the beginning of time. Is it right? No. Is it possible? Yes. Is it most likely? Absolutely. But we got to learn how to forgive, because if our father didn't forgive us, a lot of us wouldn't be alive today.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to hear from one of our sponsors, and then we're going to give Ricky to the rescue as well an opportunity to make his commercial break. But first, I want to go to Miss Day. Miss Day. I'm obviously from a different planet. I don't know. And maybe it's just, I mean, as a therapist for a number of years, you know, it's just, and there's nothing that surprises me. Now, I know I have an idea of who I might be. I have an idea. We're forever evolving, forever changing, forever developing as we get older. That's why I say I have an idea of who I might be. And what and by saying that, I have an idea of what I might tolerate and what my tolerance level is. But for me, in a situation like this, you know, if I'm married and she goes out and I find out years later that this child is just not my kid, 3 years later, and I've formed a bond with this child, the child is innocent as far as what happened. But I can't stay with that woman. I mean, maybe I'm just a different. I can forgive her, and my forgetting means I got to move on. Because if I'm staying there, every time I'm with her, the thought of intimacy with her is that she violated my trust. She violated my trust. So as such, it's like having an idea of me, having an idea of who I might be, and I say it like that. Then I know that probably couldn't work for me. Miss J, so am I just the only one from this planet, some other planet?
You know, that's kind of hard for me to say right now because I don't know the situation that really made him go off and do this, and he tried to hold it back for 3 years and all. And if I don't know. I don't know what happened. But if she could forgive him and if they tried to work it out, that would be good if she could. Now, but that would always leave untrust or look behind a shoulder type thing in a marriage. Me personally, I'm pro-marriage just like Benny. But I would not want to be in a marriage like that where I'm always looking over my shoulder, looking to see whether he's looking at a woman, if he's late coming in. I personally don't want to go through all that. So for men to stay, especially if you done fostered a guy, got a child, that's kind of, and then held it from me for three years, I kind of doubt if I would be with the guy. I really would, because he put a lot of distrust in him for me. And I can't go on with that because I don't know whether you'll go through that again. You can tell him you can. People lie through their teeth. It'll be hard for me to believe him again. Because when I married right. you, it was us trusting each other and doing right towards each other. And you broke the vows on me.
Right. Okay, so, Misty, I want you to stand by because, Go Girl, I want to bring you back in here. Go Girl, we're going to ask you to be short because as your phone progresses the time, then what happens is it goes out. You know, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. So, Go Girl, we know what the Bible says. Get into the habit of forgiving, 70 times 7. But then God, the Word of God says that he gives you an out. Noise. We're getting a noise. Okay, Go Girl, that's we're getting your phone again. Let me go here to Ricky to the Rescue. We know what the Bible says. Get into the habit of forgiveness, right? Get into the habit of forgiveness. 70 times 7. But the Bible gives you an out. If there's adultery, then you have a right of divorce, according to Scripture, my understanding of it. But then I know that we're pro-marriage. We're talking about this here. But if you get that opportunity to bail out, should you exercise that knowing that you can't tolerate that? Bring it to the rescue.
Yes, and that's very interesting. And this just kind of made me ponder back to different situations and instances in which I help people. And my whole thing is this. Everyone has their limit, right? And when I say everyone has their limit, limits look different for different people. What I can put up with, the next person can't put up with. And so to give this as an example, and since, you know, you kind of brought up God, I mentioned this in a previous show when a situation was brought up, and one of the it was the wife. She no longer believed in God, right? And so his limit was, I'm out, right? And so to have this conversation, and everybody's for marriages, right? But here again, everyone also has a limit. So if you are faced with your limit, what are you going to do in this situation? Typically, you're going to be out, right? Because that's your limit. That's as much as you can take. However, someone else's limit may be something minute to me. And I can say, well, I can deal with it. It's easy for me to say, well, I can deal with it because that's an issue I can deal with. And so I think when we're talking about people in these situations, that's why I was curious to know how traumatized she is in this situation, because if she feels like he no longer has her back, I don't know how she's going to overcome this, because if that's her feeling, she's going to be stuck at a place where she's feeling lonely, alone, and she trying to get through this all by herself. So there's no partnership, there's no marriage, there's no significant other, it's just me.
Right, very good point, very good point. We're going to bring in Marjorie Cross and get her opinion on something. Ms. Marjorie Cross, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience. Let me ask you, do you stay, should Olivia stay in this marriage with her husband who's had an affair for 5 years?
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening to all your co-hosts. The only thing I could say with that is very hard. Each situation is different. She would have to talk it over. I think she should talk it over with her husband and seek some counseling. That's what I say. Because you can't make a sharp decision, especially if children involved.
Yes, they have 3 children of their own, and now he's fathered a child with another woman, a coworker.
Oh, wow. That's really a sticky situation there. You know, so that's why it's not easy to deal with. You have to talk it over, pray about it. I also try to get some counseling. But it's not a easy situation to deal with.
We're gonna ask you to stand by. We got a little noise in your background, Ms. Cross. We apologize for that. It's just picking up everything in the studio. Go, girl, we're going to try to bring you in again. And again, you all forgive me, but I must be from a different planet. I truly believe in forgiveness. But like Ricky the Rescue says, and I so agree with it, because we all have limits. And what I might be able to tolerate, somebody else might not be able to tolerate. My tolerance level for things is very small. It depends on what it is. So go, girl. I mean, the bottom line is this man, Norman, is lying to his wife. And he's sorry that it hurt her. How could he not know that this would hurt her? Otherwise, he would have did it openly and with his wife's knowledge of it happening. He's not truly sorry. He's just sorry that he got caught up with it, because every time he engaged this coworker, you know, it was a violation. He was hurting his wife. But he was enjoying the coworker. So go, girl. What is he doing? Is he lying? And he continues to lie. Go, girl. All right, we're getting some difficulty on that end. Benny from the block. This man is lying. Benny from the block. He's lying. So does he continue to lie? Should she accept the lie? What does she do, Benny?
Listen, I say this respectfully. We're all liars. We just call it different things: white lies, small lies, convenient lies. We call everything a lie. If you know you're lying and you know the truth is not there, it's a lie. So we're all liars. And I don't mean to be disrespectful to anybody. Is the man lying? Yeah, probably yes. But listen, all of us, preachers, politicians, I don't care who you are, we all have the lying spirit in us, and we got to come to the understanding. Yeah, we're liars. I don't care if somebody's at the door. Oh, tell them not home. What? Wait a minute, now that's a lie. But you want me to lie? Okay, so let's just make sure we understand. We are all liars. Now, is he lying about that particular situation? Absolutely. All of us, anybody who's ever been caught in anything, they try to lie their way out, whether they do it in a way that's professional, unprofessional, whatever. We just lie and try to lie until we finally get to a place where we can't lie anymore, backs against the wall.
Right.
I understand that. So, but let me say this too. As I'm going to talk about me, okay? I have been in situations like this. Yeah. So here's my point. I don't want someone to stick me as what I did 6 years ago, 5 years ago. I'm 5 years ahead forward. So that don't mean I'm the same person. I've grown. I've learned. I've developed. I've become a better person, whatever it may be. I learned from my lessons. I learned from my ways. I've turned from my ways. So am I back there 5 years ago? No. Can you love your wife going forward? Yes. We are forward-moving people. Let's go back to the old ways. No, ain't nobody going to the old ways. That didn't work then. That's why we had the problems we have now. Let's keep going forward. Let's try to do better. Let's try to make our marriage better. Let's get closer. Let's get stronger. A lot of us don't even find the type of maturity until we're in our older age. When we were young, we were foolish. But we were taught, hopefully, by our parents to do the right thing. But then we go foolish, prodigal sons. We go foolish in our midlife, and then we finally get to a place, oh, I understand what they was teaching, and then we become truthful about who we are. So give us a chance. Give us men a chance. Yes, we fall down, but get up quickly. Yes, we fail. Yes, but get up quickly. And that's what I'm trying to say. Try to get up and recover.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Miss D, I want to bring you in. We got to take some of these comments that have come into the studio. Miss D, the first one is, we're going to ask you all to be brief as possible, 15 seconds or less, please, so we can get to as many comments as we possibly can. Ms. Jay, the person goes to you. Email, she writes in, she says, how can I forgive when I can't forget? My boyfriend of 5 years cheated on me and expected me to forgive what I could not forget. I tried hard for a year but realized that I could not forget it. I'm still with him, but it's hard. Ms. Jay, she chose to stay with him, but she says it's hard. I mean, if it's that hard, why not just leave?
Number one, she specified, I cannot forget it. So I agree.
Right.
If you cannot, go. You know, that's your boyfriend.
Right. Right.
You can get another one.
Okay, so maybe I'm not the only one from this planet, from another planet. All right, we're going to
That's your boyfriend.
We're going to ask you to stand by. I believe we got Go Girl on a different line. Go Girl, are you there? Go, girl.
Yes, right. I am.
Okay, good. Thank you. We see you switch lines. Go, girl. We're going to give you this next comment that is coming to the studio. Let's try this one here. This male writes in. He says, The baby my wife has after 4 years of marriage is not mine. Whoa. The baby is only 2 years old. The reason I know is because I can't have children. Now, how can I live with that? That's not easy to forget because she lied to me. So he wants to know, how can he live with that? Go, girl. What do you tell him in 15 seconds or less?
I guess he should just accept that baby as a blessing to his own situation. I honestly, I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but you know. I don't know.
Go, girl. You're saying accept the baby as a blessing. You're saying that for him, but you're saying you don't know if you would be able to do it. So that sounds confusing. Go, girl.
It is contradicting, but I'm not the person in that situation, and he's a man who cannot have any kids. So perhaps he can look at this as a blessing for them. I'm just being real at this time because I don't know what – I mean, basically, I would probably be the type of person that will leave all these situations because even though I can forgive you, I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that I won't think about it. That's the thing.
All right, so maybe I'm not the only one from another planet. All right.
No.
Let's go. Ricky the Rescue, we're going to bring you in for the next comment. We're going to bring you in for this next comment. Let's go to where the comments are. Again, this male, he writes in, he says, I've been married for 17 years, and my wife found out that I had two separate affairs. She forgave me and stayed with me, and now our marriage is more solid than ever. I don't encourage cheating. My wife is special. Is she really special, Ricky to the Rescue? I mean, after two separate affairs, now they're solid.
I think both of them are special. You know, she's special in staying, and he has to be special enough for her to stay with them. So, you know, that's a success story.
Okay, that certainly is. We're going to ask you to stand by. Rick to the Rescue, while we've got you on here, go ahead and give us your commercial. Then we're going to bring in the Smarter Talk.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity to share who I am and what I do. My name is Ricky Hogan, known as Ricky to the Rescue on the show, and I founded A Path to Greatness, LLC, which is a life coaching practice where we offer anger management, life coaching services, and mediation. You can reach me at 404-968-9940. Again, that number is 404-968-9940. You can also visit the website at togreatness.com. You type in the number 2, you write in greatness.com, togreatness.com, and you can come in and we can get you scheduled to develop your personal development plan to help you create your path to greatness. And thank you for that. And back to you, Dr. Walker.
And thank you so very much for that. We're going to bring in Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, we want you to go ahead and give your commercial break, please.
Yes. Hello again, Dr. Walker and your co-host. Yes, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a member of a representative of the Isogenic Company. We are A Plus on the Better Business Bureau, and we've been around for the last 20 years. And we have a lot of health products that may be able to help you with any health conditions. And if you would like to find out more about these things, these different products that can help, you have over 150 products. And you could give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. Or you could visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And you scroll up and you'll see my information. God bless you. I'm Dr. Walker. God bless you all. Thank you. Great show as usual.
All right. Thank you. We're gonna ask Ricky to the Rescue out in about 8 minutes. We're gonna ask Ricky to the Rescue to close us out on tonight's topic. How do I forgive when I can't forget? Let's go now to take some more of the comments. We're going to try to quickly go here, and let's give this comment. Ms. Cross, we're going to give you this comment. This female writes in. She says, I know of a relationship where they were married for over 30 years, and the wife found out that her husband had cheated with her best friend. Even though she forgave both of them, he ultimately moved in with the best friend. The wife was devastated because she stayed an extra 2 years with him. Ms. Cross, what do you say about that? She forgave both of them, and, I mean, stayed an extra 2 years with him, and he still ended up moving in with the best friend.
Oh, wow. That is some situation with my best friend. Wow. Oh, man. I don't even know how I could deal with that. Because, you know, if the person's your best friend, you know, would think about doing something like that. You know, so for her to do that, I would, as you said, they forgive each other, but it's hard to forget something like that, though. And then she's upset because they stayed a little longer. He stayed longer with her. You said stayed longer
stayed
with
longer
the best
with,
friend?
And he still ultimately moved out and moved in with the best friend. Yeah.
Wow. That situation is something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is something else. You know, it's hard to deal with that, but it's reality.
Right. Ms. J, I want to bring you in. I mean, see, this is the part about, you know, you can be, and I'm not calling people stupid. We always often talk about behaviors are stupid, right? But if it's stupid, is it the behavior or is it really the person? Or is it the recipient on the other end of this? So if you're staying there in a situation like this, isn't that an act of insanity? She stayed, Ms. J, she stayed an extra 2 years, and he still ended up moving out and moving in with the best friend. Ms. J, I mean.
Well, I hope she was smart enough during them 2 years to start getting her a little money together from him because she's a fool that stays. So I hope she had a plan. And then when he moved with that girlfriend, that she was set straight, you know. Other than that, ain't no way I would have been there. And two people I'm crazy about in love, oh, my goodness, no way. Yeah, I would have stayed and got my plan together. So would have. And
all right.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you to stand by Benny from the block. We're going to give you this next comment that's come in, and we ask that you be as quick as possible. This female, she writes in, she says, I found out that my husband was involved with someone else that was not another woman, instead a man. So her husband was involved with a man. Now, forgive me, y'all, I'm sorry. Now she says, how do I compete with that? She says, I nearly lost my mind over what happened to me. We have three adult children. After our divorce, I realized that I don't want to be in a relationship with anyone. So Benny from the block, I mean, darn, she wasn't competing with a woman. She was competing with a man. So now it's devastated her so much that she can't compete with that. What do you say, Benny, from the block?
Sorry, but you made the decision already. She's made the decision already. She, like you said, her children are grown, so she don't have to deal with that type of issue. Her husband has already moved on. We want to make it into about what gender or that doesn't matter. Hurt is hurt is hurt. The man has made a decision, whether it's woman, man, boy, girl, child, sister, cousin, that doesn't matter. It's still hurt. She's made a decision. She don't want to be with anybody else. Best of luck to you. Enjoy the rest of your life. Thank God that he didn't bring home any crazy stuff to you to give you a death sentence. And just move on. Enjoy your life. Travel with your friends, your children, your grandchildren, and just enjoy your life. That's it. End the conversation.
Missy, I want to bring you in here on that same one. I mean, I could see her being traumatized even with this here. Like, was I not good enough? And I know we want to bring Rick to the Rescue in as well. Was I not good enough to be of enough for him? Miss J, what do you say to her?
Well,
she don't wanna
hopefully she's not blaming herself because it sounds like he was that way all along. So, you know, she's just going to have to, man, I'll be mad as I don't know what now. Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, I just have to say, hey, but, you know, I'll be hurt, but I have to let him go because once I know this, I don't want to be with him. I don't want to be around him. And to forgive, I don't know. I have to work on that thing. Because he done with all them years with me. You could have told me after we got married or something, you know, something. Wait all them years.
But they got three adult children, Miss Jane.
Huh?
They got three adult children now. They got three children.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for my gift. But I could have had me a real man. You know, nothing against him want to go the way he want to go, but I would want a real man. So, you know,
man,
I would be mad with him for forsaking me like that, you know, putting me in a situation like that. And he was still
right,
getting his little cake and pie and all that, but I wasn't. I was dealing with
okay,
you. Oh, I'd be so mad.
We're going to ask Sam, Rick to the Rescue, give us your comment on this one here. And I know you're going to close us out in about 3 minutes, but just briefly now, what do you say about that? She says, how can I compete with that? This woman has become obviously so traumatized, she don't want to be bothered with any relationship anymore.
Yeah, she may go through that for a while. It's hard to recover from some things. And, you know, as Benny from the Block kind of mentioned, if you're able to move on, that's great. Because, you know,
mm-hmm,
if you're able to move on and move forward, that means you're actually getting over that trauma. But if you're stuck in that moment, it's going to be very difficult for you to jump out of that.
All right, certainly. We're gonna try to take in, we're going to try to squeeze in at least one or two more comments here. Let's see here. I've always come on else. That was not. All right, we're going to take this last one here. Miss J, we're going to, go girl, we're going to give you this one and Miss J. We're going to start with Miss J first. This male, he says, I admit to cheating in my marriage, and of course, it hurt my wife. After I thought it was all over and she had forgiven me, I found out that she had cheated before I did. I find it very difficult to forgive her for that. Miss J, you know?
He should, because, I mean, you know, she forgave you, so you forgive her. You know, maybe y'all got that kind of relationship. You can't hold no grudge.
But he found out that she cheated before he did. So now, I mean,
he basically just mad. He just mad because he didn't do it first. But, you know, he might well go on to forgive her.
All right, we're going to ask standby. Go, girl, I want to bring you in here. Go, girl, what do you say about this here? It does sound like he's upset because he found out that she cheated before he did. Go, girl, what do you say about this before Ricky the Russian closes us out?
Yeah, they're both messy. And I think, again, some people know what they can handle and some people can't. And, yes, she really got him first, and he's probably angry with that or resentful that, shoot, I could have continued doing what I was doing. It's just messy, the whole thing.
It's just messy, the whole thing. Okay, Rick and the
mm-hmm.
Rescue, we're going to give you the final one, and then you can close us out on tonight. Yeah, this woman, she writes in, she says, I cheated on my husband after 14 years of marriage. I'm not really sorry I did it because I had an affair with this guy for 9 years of my 14 years of marriage. And she says, I really am still in love with the guy, even though my husband has forgiven me. So what can I do? Can I just keep both of them? Bring it to the Rescue. Give her that response and then close us out.
You know, what's interesting is we live in a world where that's actually acceptable in the eyes of a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to be honest about that, you know, for her to ask that question, and she's actually aware of how she feels, if she brings that to the table, that will give the other person the opportunity to say either I want to move forward with this or I don't. But the question becomes, are you going to have that tough conversation to begin with? Because if you don't have that tough conversation to begin with, you're going to be left in a circumstance where you're going back and forth, and that could potentially last a long time. But within that, it's too many people getting hurt, including yourself, because you can't be in those many places and give a person your all. And so I think the first question she probably needs to ask herself is, do I love myself, right? Because if you love
mm-hmm.
yourself, you want to make sure that you are doing what's best for yourself, and then you can talk about what we're doing for others, right? Because I know when we're thinking about, like, if you get on an airplane, right, and when you first probably initially heard it when they said if something was to happen, save yourself first before you save someone else, it kind of sounds
mm-hmm.
weird, But when you actually put it into perspective, you're unable to do anything for anyone else if you're not dealing with yourself. And so I think that's the first moment of clarity she will have to have in moving forward and ask herself if she's ready to have that conversation, right? And so that leading into the actual closeout, I really feel like people, before we actually go out into the world and have conversations with other people when we're talking about trust and trauma, we have to actually have these conversations with ourselves, because we like to project what we want people to think something is, or we like to project what we want something to be, but to be off in what we're actually trying to do is what's going to be lasting, and that's what's going to be able to sustain us through relationships, because relationships change from day to day. And so if we are inconsistent in our own thoughts and our own feelings, how can we be consistent for another person, and how can we be consistent together? And so if there's that inconsistency, guess what? The relationship going to continue to be shaky and inconsistent. And if there was trauma involved, we're going to be continuing to re-traumatize the situation, and therefore you would never be able to move on to forgive something. And so even the question of forgetting, we know scientifically long-term memory is unlimited, right? It can stay forever, basically. And short-term memory, you know, of course, they can be in and out. But when we're talking about something that moved to your long-term memory and it's actually traumatic, you have to deal with that animal completely different. And even often we say we forget and we forgive, the fact that it still remains in our long-term memory, you have to remember, it could be triggered somewhere else. It may not be in that same relationship. It may be in a new relationship. That's why I said the importance is getting clarity with yourself and dealing with your underlying feelings, emotions, and having a plan on how you're going to move forward. So thank you for that.
All right. Well, certainly thank you for our closing tonight. Listen, we certainly do thank all of you all for joining us tonight. We certainly hope that you all have all enjoyed the show. Those of you all whom we were not able to get to, we ask that you call in about 5 to 7 minutes earlier. Press 1 on your dial so that you'll go into the queue. We'll be able to get to you. Listen, join us here tomorrow night when we've got a topic that, oh, you will definitely want to partake in. Tomorrow night's topic is how to know if or when you are walking by faith. How to know if or when you're walking by faith. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's topic, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walker Show. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker, and good night, everyone. Great show. And
good
great
night.
Closing,
thank you,
Ricky, to the rescue. Great closing, Ricky, to the rescue. God bless you all. Keep safe, keep well, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, and I enjoyed you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you and good night. And the topic
good night,
was
everyone.
Real. Good night.
Yes, it was. Great show. Thank you. Bye-bye.